Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, and I'm really, really excited to be on the line right now with a graduate of the Inner Self Diet who graduated the Inner Self Diet 4 years ago. This was back in 2011, and who's with me here today is Holly. If you already listened to her audio success call, which can be found on fearlessfatloss.com, or you might have heard that audio success call that I did with Holly. You might have seen it on YouTube. Her story already is very amazing because she used to be out of control with her binge eating for over 30 years, which is not uncommon. I've had a lot of other folks that I've mentored through the Inner Self Diet who have been there too. What is most exciting, though, is, yes, she did, as you heard in her previous audio interview, her success call that I did with her 4 years ago in 2011, she released all of that binge eating. But today, here we are talking to her, and it's 4 years later, and let's find out what has happened. Did the transformation last, or did she go back to binge eating? Does the Inner Self Diet really work? Does that core transformation to release your unhealthy behaviors and replace them with healthy behaviors, does it really work? So let's hear from Holly. She's calling in. She's in Romania right now, and we're on the line, and I'm just really, really excited that you're here. Hi, Holly.
Hey. Hi, Jolynn.
Hi. Thank you very, very much for allowing me to just do this catch-up with you today, this check-in, because I feel like, well, I already know what you're going to say, but I just feel like it's really powerful because I know there's a lot of people out there who, just like you before we met back in 2011 and before I mentored you through the Inner Self Diet, there's a lot of people that feel like they've done everything. They have tried everything to lose weight, but not just to lose weight. They've tried everything to stop their emotional eating, their compulsive overeating, their food obsessions, their binge eating, and nothing has worked for them. So you came, you enrolled, you did the steps, you just followed the instructions, and you released your binge eating back in 2011. But what's going on today? What happened?
Well, I'm still having success, and I have not gone back to binging since we started with this Inner Self Diet, and I attribute that to Jolynn Braley. The workshop that we did together somehow was a catalyst to allow me to stop a lot of the behaviors that had, you know, really been plaguing me for a long time, most of my adult life. And I just found success while we were doing the workshop, and I've been able to continue with that success, incorporating the ideas that I learned from Jolynn, as well as just kind of changing my life focus away from being so obsessive about diet and exercise to not an obsession, but a goal of being happy and having an interesting life. And I found out how to do that by using some of the tools that I found with Jolynn.
Mm-hmm. And is it just about being happy, or did you also release the excess fat that you wanted to release? What happened with your weight loss?
Oh, yeah. I've lost probably about 20 pounds starting with you. I don't think I lost the whole 20 while I was with you. I think that was maybe, 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
I was able to continue that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not just about being happy, which actually isn't a bad goal. But, I got some benefits from learning how to control my behaviors. Beyond that, it's not controlling behaviors. It's more preparing myself to be more relaxed, so that when problems do go up, do come up, I'm more prepared to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very. I don't think I've had any clients who met their goal weight while we were working together in the Inner Self Diet. They met their goal weight after we'd completed that, and the reason for that is because it does take time for the fat to release from your body, and I know that you were not heavily, extremely overweight. I've had clients who Dave, he was someone who did lose 90 pounds without struggle. And it did take a while. It took him a little bit over a year. And then you, being 20 pounds overweight, the thing is that people who, it doesn't matter if you're 5 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight, when you have these struggles going on inside of you and in your head and you're beating yourself up and you're binge eating and you're just out of control, it doesn't even matter so much about the weight on your body. It's how you're feeling on the inside. So, yeah, that
Absolutely.
Makes sense. That yeah, and it makes sense that you released the whole 20 after the Inner Self Diet was done. And
yeah.
was it struggle free? Was it definitely struggle free for you to release that fat, the 20 pounds?
Yeah, it was definitely struggle free. I mean, the emphasis for me wasn't throughout the process wasn't losing weight. The emphasis was to use the tools, do the program, follow through, be consistent with the program. It wasn't all about, you know, weighing myself every day as I have in the past. It was about the process.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got involved in the process, I felt better immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just felt better. So me at, you know, minus 5 pounds, minus 10 pounds, I still felt great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as I lost more weight, I was happy too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the point was feeling better and losing weight without beating myself up, without struggling. Because when that happens, it's like a, you know, teeter totter. One day you're up with your weight, one day you're down, but you're always mad at yourself. So that was the point.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how to just relax and just let things take their course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was your number one biggest challenge before you did the Inner Self Diet in 2011? Your number one biggest challenge?
Binging. You know, because I wasn't grossly overweight or you know, I always thought, well, I can lose some more weight later on today. I'll binge, you know. I mean, I actually thought things like that, and I won't binge tomorrow, you know, but I'll binge today just for fun, you know, that kind of thinking process. And that was the whole problem. That was my biggest challenge, and that's what I'm so happy to have conquered. You know, I'm free from that angst.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I've been there before too. What you just explained, it's almost like a game that you were playing with yourself. Oh, well, maybe you lost 3 pounds, and well, because I'm not really that overweight, why not just eat a whole bunch of food, and then I'll eventually lose weight, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's what you used to do.
Yeah, and what I really liked was your approach where today, I mean, now is all we have. Now is now, and
mm-hmm.
you take action now.
Mm-hmm.
That really got my attention, just that attitude that you portrayed, that mantra that you gave the group. Now is the time to take action, and you only have now.
Right.
So, and the binging, I mean, it takes such a toll on your body. I mean, you just feel awful most of the time. It's not good for your insides or your outsides. It's terrible for your skin. It's terrible for your body and all your systems, too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was my number one challenge, and that's what I'm happy to have gotten a hold of.
Mm-hmm. And how many years before the Inner Self Diet had you been struggling with that that challenge, the binge eating, and then the game playing in your head and beating yourself up, all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's a good 30, 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just ask just because I'm very impressed that you did the Inner Self Diet. I'm very impressed that you applied yourself, that you did the steps. I already know the steps work because they work for every person that I work with who does the work. And I'm very impressed and very, I'm just really excited to hear that, hey, you know, here we are talking 4 years later, you're still not binge eating and you're feeling good about yourself. Of course, none of us are perfect, but you're not supposed to be perfect. The most important
yeah.
thing is that you have the tools that you have in your back pocket now that you learned how to manage your own mind and your own emotions, and you're doing all of that without trying to use food to feel better. Is that
yeah.
true, or am I putting words out there that aren't?
Yeah. I've gotten some new hobbies to make me feel better. I try not to use food to do that. Yeah, I've really changed my emphasis, but I still make myself happy every day by making choices to change my attitude, to be more active, to mm-hmm. pursue things that you know, make me happy. And food doesn't always make you feel better. It makes you feel better. I think it's almost the anticipation of the food that makes you feel better, because once you start eating, boy, it's a spiral downward. So I don't like the idea of food making you feel better. I don't know. Maybe it makes somebody feel better, but it doesn't make me feel better.
That's very interesting. Yeah, because that's what the whole thought is about emotional eating or binge eating, is that it's for the purpose of trying to feel better. But you just made me think of something about the fact that, and maybe you've experienced this before, you can tell me whether or not you have, but sometimes that binge eating is about punishing yourself because
yeah.
you're mad at yourself and you're actually trying to harm yourself. What's your experience in the past with the binge eating? Did you ever?
Yeah, I'm almost using it like a punishment. I hate to even think about how deep that goes, but the person who can't think of anything better to do except for eat, and you know, punishing myself for, I don't know, who knows what, but staying home and eating, that's a punishment to me. That doesn't make me feel better.
Right. But you're not doing that today. That is in the past.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Those kinds of activities, they just don't get as much play as they used to in my head. I as I said, I've come up with some other things to keep me interested in life, and I really try to emphasize those other things.
What's one of those other things that you've come up with that you mentioned having new hobbies, and you just said other things to interest you in life. What's one of those things?
Well, I know exercise is a bad word for some people, but I love exercise. I don't think I'm an exercise addict, but for instance, vacations. Instead mm-hmm. of going and, you know, picking fabulous hotels and sitting in great restaurants and blah, 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 now I pick active vacations. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that involves great food, too. It's just a little shift in emphasis. We mm-hmm. we went hiking this year. You know, we go on long hikes. I go with my husband. And, you know, it's very exciting and very beautiful. It's not hardship, but it's a lot of physical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the emphasis is. And it's around other people. This is the other thing. It's time spent around other people who also like to be active. You know, not people that are bemoaning that you can't eat a chocolate chip cookie. You know, people that get a buzz from exercise, and that's one of the things that I've really shifted my gears. I really mm-hmm. emphasize that a lot more. And just going to the club. I go to a health club. It makes mm-hmm. me feel great. It's a great, I don't know, it's adrenaline. Who knows? I don't know scientifically what it does, but it mm-hmm. really gets me going, keeps me happy. So, yeah, exercise.
Well, that's wonderful. And before the Inner Self Diet, were you focusing on active vacations? Did you even do that?
Some of it, but not, that wasn't my emphasis, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've just kind of changed what I reach out for, and that's being active.
Mm-hmm. And why did you say, I'm just curious, why did you say that exercise is a bad word for some people?
Oh, you know, as you're going through diet magazines and everything, some people mm-hmm. don't like to exercise. And I know that some people do, some people don't. Some people don't, you know, want to be exposed at the health club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't exercise away extra calories. That was another thing I used to try to do. It was almost the other end of binging, you know, going to the, I ate a chocolate cake, so I'd have to go to the gym for 2 hours, and you really can't do that. It doesn't work. I exercise because it makes me feel good and it tones my muscles, not because I'm trying to get rid of unwanted calories. It's like,
Holly,
I don't know that anymore.
That is very interesting what you just said. I just did a podcast on the JoLynn Braley Show. The title is, do you over-exercise so that you can overeat?
And yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you did. Well, see, this is this behavior that I am noticing, that I've had clients who used to do that, and I wasn't really aware of it. And even you telling me this right now, I was not aware that you were doing that when we were working together back in 2011, 4 years ago. And it is, I believe that there's a term for it. It's called exercise bulimia. And
yeah.
I'm really glad to hear, though, that with the steps of the Inner Self Diet, you released that too. And that's really cool, though, because I didn't even know that you were doing it. But that just shows that as the coach, as the mentor, as the practitioner, I don't even need to know all of the ins and outs of what you do or don't do. It's really about showing you how to release these unhealthy behaviors, and then you do the steps and you release them. So my point here is that I didn't know that you were doing that, and that's very it's very interesting to me to hear, wow, here's someone else that I worked with who did this exercise bulimia thing, and then on your own you released that you did it with the tools, right, of the Inner Self Diet?
Yeah. It's something that just kind of fell away. I hadn't really mm-hmm. been doing that. I mean, it kind of came in my head anyway. I mm-hmm. kind of turned around thinking mm-hmm. that, you know, I've got to fix my eating. That's the mm-hmm. key. Exercise isn't the key. So mm-hmm. I wasn't really – that was probably in my younger years. I used to be more involved in that. But, I don't do that. You know, that's not a goal of mine to burn the calories. No. I go to the gym to feel good and to develop muscle, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Before we wrap up here, what was your biggest surprise transformation that you got as a result of the Inner Self Diet? And this might be something that came up over these past 4 years. I'm just curious.
I'm just surprised that I've been able to continue. You know, as I said before, I think that your Inner Self Diet was a catalyst. Somehow something really connected for me,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to even go beyond, achieving some of those goals. I was able to just change my attitude about a lot of things and kind of feel like I've gone further. I'm not stuck so much worrying about diet and you know, as I was before. I've been able to put my emphasis on exercise, put my emphasis on just feeling better. You know, just that I was, it was like a slingshot. It
mm-hmm.
forwarded me into a whole different space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Are you happy with those results?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really am. And some of my favorite things, and I know I've told you this before, you introduced me to drinking a lot more water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Water is my friend now. Oh, another thing that I've given up since I've done this program
mm-hmm.
is Coke. I don't drink Diet Coke anymore. I used to be like a 10 10 cans a day of Diet Coke, really, really bad for you. Mm-hmm. And that just went away. I quit it and just started drinking water, and that stuck with me. But some of the things that, the tools that I got from you, the emotional vibration scale, I think is what you call it, I use that every day, going from a bad mood to a so-so mood to a great mood, and that is very important to me and very much a part of who I am. Also, the ideal self that you introduced, and just kind of the meditative approach to how I think. I used to be all wound up in these, I don't even know how to say it, crazy fast thoughts about Wade and how I was feeling, and I've been able to kind of take a step back with some of these tools, and I found more breathing room to kind of think before I act, and that has really helped how I approach my eating and how I approach thinking about myself.
Yeah. Well, that's excellent. And, okay, so you used to binge eat for over 30 years, maybe 35 years. You don't do that anymore, and you, you did drop 20 pounds, and you've kept it off, correct? There's no yo-yoing. You've totally kept it off.
Yep.
And just imagine if there's a woman listening to this right now, and right now she's where you used to be 4 years ago, back in 2011. She's completely out of control with her eating. She's very smart. She's successful. And she asks herself, why can't I just stop punishing myself? Or maybe she's not even asking herself that because she doesn't realize that's what she's doing. She's just saying, why can't I stop eating? I want to lose weight. I want to be done with this. And I'm really smart. I know what to do. I know how to live a healthy lifestyle, but I'm not doing it. What would you say to her, especially if she's how you used to be? Imagine that she's very skeptical. Remember how that's how you were a long time ago before you did the Inner Self Diet. And you even mentioned today that you've just had this complete attitude change, this attitude shift transformation. Mm-hmm. And imagine that she's listening to this and she's very skeptical and she's also telling herself, well, maybe I'll just do it someday. What would you say to her, Holly?
I wish I would have done it 20 years ago or 30 years ago if I had known about it. But, yeah, take a breather. Do this for yourself. It's something that will make you feel so much better on every level of your life. This Inner Self Diet just helps you get a hold of a lot of things that you don't even know are happening in your head, and it will help you be able to make decisions before you, you know, jump off the cliff and make some rational, irrational decision about what you're going to eat or what you're going to do or how you're going to feel. The emotional self, the inner self diet, just helps on so many levels. And it's something very worthwhile, something that you should just do it and do it now and don't put it off.
Well, thank you so much, Holly, for getting on the line and for providing this update. And I mean it's very powerful to hear that here you are out of control. It is correct that you had done it all before we met and nothing worked to heal your binge eating, right?
Yeah, I would say I've done a lot. I think that I'm very conservative, and that was one of the things that you pointed out that I didn't think that it would work, to tell the truth, before I signed up. But then once I got into it, I saw that you knew what you were doing and that you really knew how to motivate me. And it was a very good experience with the other people that were involved in the workshop, and it was just a very catalytic thing. Mm-hmm. It's helped me change in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Congratulations, Holly. Thank you so much for being here on the line today and for providing your inspiration for others and for letting the other people out there know that it is possible to end the binge eating, to end the emotional eating, to end the compulsive overeating. It is possible. You don't have to struggle with this stuff for the rest of your life. You don't have to struggle with food and your weight. You can actually live in a body, be at your ideal weight, live with food, enjoy your food, but also have a healthy relationship with it, just like you are now.
Right, right.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else? Any last words you want to share before we get off the line here?
I just wish the best for everyone, and do it now. Do it now. It'll make your life better in every way.
Mm-hmm. Great. Oh, and by the way, I almost forgot to add this in. For those who are listening and you are very serious about ending all of your unhealthy behaviors, ending the binge eating, ending the emotional eating, being able to lose weight without struggle and keep it off, just like Holly has done. She dropped the 20 pounds. She's kept it off. She's living struggle-free with the food, with her weight. It's just not a big deal anymore. And for those of you who are listening who want that and you would love to stop asking yourself, why am I so smart and successful but I can't lose weight? Then your first step is to apply to talk to me on the phone so that I can find out where you're at, what you want, what you're doing, and where do you want to go? What kind of results do you want to have? And the way to start that, your first step, is to apply for a complimentary weight loss discovery session, and you will do that at discovery-session.com. The same first step that Holly took back in 2011, and that's what everyone who does the Inner Self Diet, that's the first step they take. So thank you so much, Holly, for being here today. Congratulations again on your success. You totally rock, and it's just very exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, JoLynn.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome.